In 2009, a group of Kevin Smith fans converged on Brantford, Ontario, Canada. Sent there to play hockey, they soon discovered their mission was full of hijinks, shenanigans, and a whole lot of beer and poutine. Having survived their first year in the Great White North, they return every year to continue the tradition. But in 2015, three of them decided to document their adventures, trials, and tribulations. If you have come to laugh, cry, or simply enjoy yourself at their expense, then you have come to the right place. You have come to Jim's Barbecue. Hi, welcome to episode 19 of Jim's BBQ Podcast. I'm Mike.
19?
Yes.
I don't know 19. Why, but 19. You said 19, and I'm like, holy shit, we're almost to 20.
We're almost 19? To 20. We're one off. Oh wow. My gosh. That's unbelievable.
I can count.
Damn, no, it just was weird.
19. All right, expecting almost... like air raid sirens to go off and police sirens and confetti cannons are shooting off at Dylan's house because those El Salvadorians like confetti for some reason.
Yep.
Apparently.
But, no, my bad, dude. We're almost legal drinking age, but sorry, go ahead. I just kinda...
Well, hi, I'm Mike.
I'm Jim.
And I'm Dylan. I should have said I'm 19. Fuck, missed it. Oh, well.
Isn't that a Cinderella song? I'm 19, or is that Alice Cooper? Which one
Alice
has
Cooper?
That?
I think.
No, or are you thinking of Christine 16?
That's Kiss, isn't it?
Yeah, that's Kiss.
It's funny how we can like relate like these episode numbers up like in the teens to like heavy metal glam.
Paul Hardcastle made a 19 song. I don't know who Paul Hardcastle is, but
maybe a possible future guest. Maybe he'll do our theme song.
Theme song.
I don't know. Anyway, yeah. We got a lot to talk about tonight.
This is going to be a fun, fully packed episode.
There could be some revelations.
There could be.
Like in the book?
No, way better than that book.
I haven't read that one either. I'm fair.
So revelations about all sorts of things. Oh, man, we had quite the weekend, but. Before we get to that, don't forget to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at JimsBBQPod.
Hey, I don't know if you guys know or not, but the website's up and running. You can get the episode straight from the girl at JimsBBQPod.com. And you can even email us at JimsBBQPod@gmail.com.
And don't forget, you can also rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes.
Hey, Jim, can you send a picture of your soda to the group chat? Like I asked you, please.
I can do that, but I'm going to send a picture of my pop instead.
Oh, I thought you were going to say your cock.
I see what he did there.
Yeah. Different dialects, you know.
Yeah, that's a weird thing. Like, some people get angry about that. Like, is it pop or is it soda?
Why get angry about that? That's such a stupid thing to get angry about.
I don't know, man. I don't understand it myself. Life is too short to get angry about little tiny things, like whether it's what
called like soda. Like Jim's cock?
Wow, I was going to interrupt and say like Dylan's cock, too. Well, you're a seasoned traveler like myself, Mike, and have done quite a lot of traveling for work before, too, myself. I just adapt to whatever the local dialect is. If I say, you know, I'd like to have a pop or something, and they're like, okay, what soda you want? I just start calling it soda just because it's easier. But I think the weirdest one
soda.
Is if you're down, like, in the Atlanta area, and you're in a restaurant, and you're like, yeah, I'd like to have a Coke. And they're like, yes, what kind? I'm like, no, just a Coke. Yeah, what do you want? It's like, no, I want a fucking Coke. Like, Coke, they call everything soda or pop or soda pop. Everything's Coke there.
Yeah, like, I was about to say that, like, orange Coke, grape Coke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard that before, too. That's weird. That's when you just order, if you're down there and you're not sure, you just order a fucking sweet tea and get it over with.
Right. Because they don't have unsweetened tea, so you're safe.
Exactly. And if you order unsweetened tea, they look at you like you got five heads.
Yeah, exactly. Unlike our friends at the Three Head Brewery.
I knew that was coming.
Opening soon. I've heard maybe sometime around Memorial Day. But I've heard recently we have quite a few listeners now that are already listening to the episodes, and they're listening directly right from the website. So that's really cool. I hope we hear from some of them, get some feedback on the Facebook page or on Twitter or whatnot, whatever your preferred methodology of communicating with us is.
Hell, I'd be happy if somebody just told us to fuck off.
Oh, that would be awesome.
You know what? You guys need to fuck off.
You guys just need to shut the fuck up, quit. Don't get up to any more episodes higher than 19, because that'll just make Jim's brain explode.
Yeah, I don't read or count that high.
I don't know what you're going to do when we get up to, like, episode 172.
He's like, Dylan, what's your New Jersey number? 54? 54? What the fuck is that?
Yeah, what is that?
It's a Godzilla very high number. It's the same year the first Godzilla movie came out. I'm saying it more in jest of Jim being like, I don't know how to count past 19.
Gotcha.
Suddenly every jersey in the league is only 19 and below.
Oh,
well, with
shit.
Only 11 people on each team, it's easy.
There you go.
We had to start doubling up. We have like 1-9, 1-9, and like 5-5-5 and all this bullshit, so.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Or something. Wait, that doesn't really make any sense, but whatever.
So Dylan, what are you drinking this evening?
Tonight I'm drinking a beer I've actually had before and wanted to try it again. Neshaminy Creek's Blitzkrieg Hops Double IPA. Obviously, reference to the Ramones.
Blitzkrieg
Bop.
Yeah, that's clever.
And it tastes exactly the same as it did the first time. So, and it's all right, you know. It's got a really weird, like, chalky, dry finish that I'm not enjoying. So I'm kind of disappointed that they haven't really. This beer needs to change. I'm not really into it.
Well, I mean, maybe you just need to drink different beers then.
Well, I wanted to give it a second chance. Mm. Although it is an English style double IPA or. English style, so maybe that explains why.
That could be it. Maybe you just don't like that style or something.
I don't know. It's, like, pretty good in the beginning, and then it's like, oh, man, did I just drink, like, a bunch of sandpaper? So, it's all right. Mm. Might warrant another one. Not another one of these, but another beer later.
Well, my beer choice this evening is definitely going to warrant another beer, because...
I heard a remark before, just like, oh, that's terrible.
And that's exactly what I was referring to. This beer is just, it's awful. It's just, it's so bad. And I'm used to really good beers from this brewery, so I'm shocked how bad this beer is. It's Fathead's Shakedown Imperial American Stout. And it tastes like plastic.
Ugh.
That's not good.
Yeah. That sounds like a bad bottle.
I don't know. I really don't. Maybe that might be it, but, I mean, stouts don't typically go bad, especially something that's 8.5%. I mean, you can get some age on that, and it shouldn't affect it that much. But this one just, it's just not very good.
Well, that I'm sorry to hear that.
I don't know. Maybe I had so many good beers on the weekend that it's ruined my taste buds or something.
Could have been something you ate.
Maybe, but what I ate was really good, and it wasn't really spicy or anything like that, so it didn't affect my taste buds in that regard.
I'm spicy.
So.
Don't you guys remember that from the Wendy's commercial?
I do remember that. I couldn't think of where it was from, though. I totally remember that, because I was saying it for, like, the longest time.
So, Jim.
Yes, Dylan?
Before you tell us what you're drinking,
can I send you a picture of it? I actually have to go in the other room and get it out of the fridge, so that's why you don't have a picture of it right now.
Yeah, I was really hoping that this would have gotten better as it warmed up, and it hasn't. It hasn't gotten worse, but it hasn't gotten
Does
better.
Does it taste like melting plastic now?
No, it's weird. It's just, ugh. Oh, man.
So, what are you actually drinking, Jim?
I will be drinking a Sprecher's cream soda.
What?
A fine ass
cream soda. You know what? I had a Sprecher's root beer at work today, too.
Nice.
It's one of those days. Had to have
it. Now that we got that out of the way.
All right. So, yesterday, I guess, was a holiday of sorts.
Oh, yes.
It was...
So is today. So first of all, happy Cinco de Mayo, boys.
Oh, I thought you meant Revenge of the Fifth.
Well, sure, that too.
Jim, do you have a shirt for Revenge of the Fifth, too?
No, but I want one.
I'm not surprised. Perhaps a hockey jersey is in your
future. Oh, that would be future. Cool. I don't know if you guys seen that picture of Quigley did.
I've seen
it.
I did
see it.
But that was pretty tight, so...
Yes, I've definitely seen it.
I seen it. Maybe I'll...
Oh, my God. My fucking leg is so itchy.
Oh, yeah? Itch it.
I cannot stand that.
Maybe you should pee on it.
Dude, it drives me up the wall when people are like, oh, man, I got to itch my scratch. No, asshole. You got to scratch your itch. Dude, that is one of my biggest pet peeves.
I know what I'm going to say when I see you now.
I'm going to smack you upside the head.
Oh, boy. All right. So yesterday was a holiday. It was Star Wars Day or May the 4th.
Yep, May the 4th.
May the 4th be with you.
And also with you.
It was kind of funny. I seen Teresa posted somebody put a picture of Darth Vader. Looked like he was in a church. It said, May the 4th be with you. And underneath it, it said, and also with you. She goes, I always say that when people say it to me. Maybe it was just my Catholic upbringing. But I always thought that, too, because, you know, that's the typical response with the...
Peace be with you.
Yep.
Yes.
I can safely say I didn't really do much to celebrate Star Wars Day. Aside from watch some YouTube videos of a Star Wars video game that I used to enjoy playing.
What, Rogue Squadron, was that it?
No, it was the Jedi Starfighter. It's a good game for PS2. I mean, not to bring it down, but it's a bit of a, as you guys know, a bit of a bittersweet day for me.
Right.
That's so, true.
1 year since my gramps passed, so always thinking of Grandpa. I like that's to think, understandable. As I said, I like to think he's one with the Force now, so I think he's all right.
He's all hanging out with Anakin and Obi-Wan and all them.
Please, he wouldn't waste his time with that punk-ass bitch Anakin Skywalker.
Wow. I didn't really do anything to celebrate.
I wore a t-shirt.
Star Wars Day or whatever the fuck you want to call it. I watched hockey. That is some sort of Star Wars celebration.
Yeah, I wore a t-shirt too. You guys seen mine. My May the 4th be with you t-shirt.
It was our friend Frank's birthday, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, kind of uneventful, so. Actually, there was something I wanted to mention real quick before we got into the real meat of this show. Was I went to another concert.
Get you went the to fuck another out of here. Concert. Holy shit, yeah. Dude. How many fucking concerts do you go to?
A lot.
Clearly.
Probably gonna buy tickets to like two more tomorrow morning.
Okay.
The Saturday before our epic weekend, I went to go see Dream Theater at Radio City Music Hall, and it was all right. You know, they were good, but wasn't my favorite show by them.
I heard a story that you apparently could have possibly used a pillow at the show.
I gotta be honest. For the first time, I think ever, I fell asleep during a concert.
I heard it was on the Titantron.
The Titantron? No. What was he at, a WWE event?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then John Petrucci was like, where is that infidel? I will crush him with my massive arms. Yeah, I fell asleep for like maybe like 2 or 3 minutes. And then I was good for the rest of the show. But, yeah, it was fine. They played like a whole album that they just released in its entirety. And it's like this epic... you know, fantasy sort of, you know, Game of Thrones-esque story and with like a bunch of video to go with it. And, you know, it was fine, you know, but it was like the fifth time I've seen them. Probably my least favorite show by them. That was also preceded by the fact that I went to grab like a quick bite and a beer before I went in at the bar, and I bit into my burger and there was just like a nice chunk of bone in my burger.
Hmm.
Which is never fun.
Yeah, I don't know who would enjoy that.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, that was a fine little show. Wasn't great though. Definitely not my favorite I've seen this year, so. Just wanted to mention that.
Did you have any fun interactions with other fellow concert goers? Or...
Oh, you know what? I got another beer purchased for me.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I got.
You're like
to
a
the
dude
theater.
Magnet.
I am.
I mean, are you having to put out for these beers or something? Like...
So I got to the venue and I had to go to like three different booths to get my fucking tickets because I was explaining on one of the earlier episodes I had gotten a refund because, you know, I accidentally bought like the wrong pair of tickets and I wound up buying another one and getting a refund for the other two. But I had forgotten that the second ticket I purchased was like on my phone and I grabbed like my physical tickets. Cause like, all right, I gotta go. I put them in my wallet and they like rerouted me and I was like, oh my God, this is taking fucking forever. And there was happened to a bunch of other people. So I get into the place, run downstairs, use the bathroom. Like I want one beer and I'm good to go. And I get online and it's going slow and slow. And I can hear them starting and I'm right there. And this dude just like walks in front of me and I was like, fuck, God damn it. So the next person, you know, they get a line. So I jump online. I'm like, hey, can I get a Heineken? And I just hear dude go, put that Heineken on my tab. I'm buying it for him. I cut in line, and I was like, "Oh!" And he's like, "Yeah, I'm sorry, dude. That was real shitty of me. So let me buy that beer for you." I was like, "Oh, all right. Well, that's a very kind gesture of you. Thank you very much. I hope you enjoy the show." And then I went and sat and
with him,
you know,
and fell asleep.
Fell asleep.
Gave him a little handy on the.
I think it might have had something in it.
You know what? It very well may have, considering the fact that I was like, just I. It was only for like 2 minutes, and then I was like, "Oh, I'm awake."
Sure, that's all he needed.
Know what I'm saying, Jim? I don't want to brag, but man, did we have an epic weekend last weekend? I know you weren't there.
I know I missed the whole thing,
and we missed you greatly.
Mike, I think it needs the proper introduction. Dark Lord Day, woo!
There it is. Yes,
we Dylan the Woo Dark... Girl.
We went to Dark Lord Day, as we discussed in episode 18, in a previous episode to that, when we bought the tickets. But we went out to, I'll say, the Chicagoland area. The brewery that hosts Dark Lord Day and brews the Dark Lord Russian Imperial Stout is Three Floyds Brewing. They're out of Munster, Indiana. It was quite the event. It was quite the weekend. It was very fast. Everything went by the incredibly quick pace, but man, I had a good time. It was great to see, obviously, Dylan again and our good buddies, Paul.
Oh, don't front.
our good buddies, Paul and Trevor and Brad, who graciously hosted all of us at his house, which we'll get into the house because I got
and,
some.
And carted us around.
Oh, and carted us around the whole weekend.
No, Brad's a swell guy.
He's a champ, man.
Yeah.
Although he wasn't too familiar with some places where we went to, but we'll get into that.
Oh God, I can't wait to talk about this weekend.
So,
well, at least these are all new stories for me. So.
Yeah. I mean, well, that'll be the interesting thing is I know you won't have much to add to the stories as far as telling them, but your reactions will be what we'll expect from you.
Or this could just be my dream theater.
Yeah.
How tired are you, Jim?
A little bit, but I don't think I'm Dream Theater tired.
So take a seat here on Big Mike's knee, and we'll tell you the tales of the Dark Lord.
Yeah, I mean, we'll try and keep this energetic, you know, just to kind of keep you going and keep you awake. I know one thing. I think Dylan and I left our dwellings maybe about the same time, but that bastard was to Chicago a whole lot earlier than I was.
I left my house at like 5 o'clock.
Okay, so you were about an hour in front of me.
Yeah.
But I left my house at 6:15 and got in the van and started driving my ass to the Chicago area. Which was fun. And it wasn't a bad drive. It was nice. There wasn't too much going on about it. I'll get into something that occurred in Ohio in a little bit. But Dylan, I know you had quite the evening into early morning transition, where you basically came home, slept for a couple hours, and then got right back at it and flew out like first thing in the morning.
Yeah, I had to close the night before, which I was like really hoping I wasn't going to, but I did. So I basically got done at work at like 10 o'clock, came home, you know, brushed my teeth, said goodnight to my ma, and went to bed at like 11 and woke up at 2. Felt surprisingly like, huh, I feel kind of awake. Had my coffee, got all ready, threw my shit in the car, drove down to the parking lot by the Newark airport. The fucking line at the airport was so long, and I had like, I don't know, an hour-ish, 45 minutes, maybe like 45 minutes to an hour to get in. And that line was moving fucking slow. And already, and it was worse because I was very uncomfortable because I had to use the John. So I get in finally. I think they opened up at least three additional lines to go through TSA. That's how many people there were waiting to, you know, on that line.
Wow.
So it was like, all right, you guys come down this way. All right, come down this way. All right, you guys come down this way. I'm like, Jesus Christ. So I finally get through, run to the bathroom. I'm like, shit, I have like 10 minutes. And then I go over, and I'm like, oh, plane's boarding? Great. Hey, here I am. Boom, get on the plane, ready to go. Get to Chicago, and weirdly enough, I got there about 40 minutes earlier than I was supposed to. So I don't know. We must have put the hyperdrive on or something.
Nice.
So I got to Chicago, took the train out to the Loop. If you guys don't, you know, for anybody that doesn't know what the Loop is, it's basically an area of Chicago where all of like the train systems sort of meet up. So I guess if you want to call it like the sort of like the Times Square area, it's not really a Times Square area so much as it's more of like a financial area. There's a lot of, you know, big buildings there. And so I went there. Man, I got to say, Chicago is a gorgeous city if you're looking to like explore some architecture and stuff.
Chicago's an
gorgeous
amazing
buildings.
City.
Oh yeah, it's beautiful. It's so gorgeous. I mean, even just the regular buildings look amazing. So I walked around, took a bunch of pictures, which I haven't had time to upload. You know, walked along some of the bridges. You know, those are absolutely, you know, magnificent. You know, just it was great. It was pretty chilly though, so I was all bundled up. So I decided, oh, you know, I'm in the area, and I was going to head over to the park, and I was in the same area as a bar that our friend Brad frequents called Monk's Pub. So I said, you know what, let me just dip in. I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to go here again, so let me just dip in and go to this real quick and have a beer. And so I jumped in, and the staff was doing, like, a little beer tasting for, like, some new stuff they were bringing in, and I had a little glass. It wasn't a pint, but I had a glass of Revolution. Is a Revolution that's out there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a glass of Revolution, one of their, I think it was like a triple IPA, so I was feeling good when I got to the park. You know, walked over to the park, took some pictures of, you know, some sculpture work and the amphitheater is amazing. I would love to see a concert there. And then over to the Bean. Do you guys know what the Bean is?
Oh, yeah.
I am familiar, yes.
The Bean is this giant, I don't know, it's not really a bean, but it's just this giant, reflective metallic sculpture that's
it's a spaceship.
Somewhat bean-shaped. Yeah, it looks like a weird spaceship, you know. Actually, it looks like something from a Godzilla movie. And, you know, you could, like, see your reflection in it. There's always, like, you know, a gazillion tourists and people and school trips there. So, of course, I took pictures with it and, you know, the obligatory, like, reaction photos. And, yeah, I walked around some more and I was like, you know what, I'm getting hungry. Walked over, had some Chicago hot dogs, which I thought were really fucking good. Do you guys know what's on a Chicago hot dog?
Oh, yeah.
For those who don't know, it's tomato, pickle, chopped onions, chopped pepper, mustard, and two hot peppers, and celery salt. And they were very tasty. Definitely hit the spot.
Cool.
And then I hopped on the train and headed up north and met up with our buddy Brad, and we went to two breweries, Half Acre and Beguile. And, you know, me being the affectionate beer drinker that I am, I brought a four-pack of Carton Sit Down Sun, which is their dry hop lager. And I gave a can each to the breweries, and you know, they were very, very happy with the trades, and got a little tour of Half Acre. Met some other people who actually flew up from Tampa that were going to Dark Lord Day.
Nice.
And got a bomber of beer out of Beguile, so that was really cool. You know, that was a really nice experience. It's definitely a habit I'm going to do if I'm ever visiting a brewery, to bring some stuff down, and, you know, local stuff.
There you go.
And then Brad and I sat through a shitload of traffic getting back to his house, and this is kind of where I'll pass the torch off to Mike.
All right. So, as I stated previously, I actually drove from Rochester to Chicago. And as some of you may or may not know, there every freaking state between there and here, or here and there, has tolls. Every single one of them. So I set out of Rochester and get onto the toll road in New York and go through the toll booths with my easy pass, no issues. I get into, I'm gonna correct myself. Where I was in Pennsylvania did not have toll roads.
So
in Pennsylvania, no toll roads where I was at. I know they do have them elsewhere, but where I was on Interstate 90 did not have toll roads. So rock on, PA, for the 45 miles where there were no tolls. So I get through into Ohio, and I'm driving through, and I get to this point just west of Cleveland, and I get up to the toll booth, and I don't put my Easy Pass on my van. Like, I don't have it Velcroed up on the windshield or whatever. I just have it like in the the console area, and then when I need to use it, I put it up and I hold it in the windshield, and it works all the time, except apparently in Ohio. This is where shit gets weird. The gate, they have gates at their toll booths where, like, in New York, it's just like a red light, and then, like, once it scans it, it turns green, meaning to go. So I'm like, what the fuck, man? This thing isn't working. So luckily, I was all the way over to the right-hand side toll booth, so I pulled off to the side, and a car went past me, and they had a little bit of trouble, but ultimately they got the thing to go up after a little bit of doing. Theirs went up, and the way those gates will work is if there's other vehicles behind that same vehicle, it'll just continue to stay up, and you presume that it scans your tag as well as theirs, and the car after you, and the car after them, and so on. So I go through the gate. I'm driving along, and I start thinking about it, going, man, I was like, you know, a few months ago, I did get a new debit card. I wonder if that's got something to do with the issues with the Easy Pass. I pull off into a rest area, and I log on to my account, and I take a look, and sure as shit, my Easy Pass was linked to my debit card, which had expired, like, back in January.
Wow.
So I'm like, all right. So I update the Easy Pass, and I'm like, I'll just handle it when I get home or whatever, you know. Like, I'm sure I'll probably get dinged for, like, an extra fine or whatever. But I'm thinking, if I update this now, everything will get settled. It'll work fine. I won't have any issues with it. That sort of thing. So I get to the exit that I take, which is just near Toledo, which the reason why I'm getting off in Toledo as opposed to continuing on straight through into Indiana and then Illinois is I'm meeting up with our good buddy Paul, who lives in Windsor, Ontario. So he's coming down through Detroit, down to Toledo, and meeting up with me in Toledo. And I meet up with him, we get back onto the highway, but as I get to the toll booth, again, this time I went through a lane with that where you could actually get a ticket if needed. I pick up Paul at the airport, and I go through one of the ticket booths with that where you can actually grab a ticket or you can use the Easy Pass. It's either or. So I try it, and the gate won't go up again. I'm like, oh my God. And I'm telling Paul about this as we're driving to the toll, but saving grace, there's a guy that's working the toll booth area. He runs over, he grabs my tag, inputs it into the computer at the booth, and then the gate goes up, hands me the tag back. I drive through, We get all the way through the rest of Ohio, and the gate goes up at the exit toll, which is like basically at the state line. So we go through Indiana, and of course there's a toll in Indiana. I get up to the toll booth for that one. The tag works with no issue at both the entry and the exit point. We go through one in Illinois, works with no issue. We come back at the end of the trip, same thing. Works in Illinois, works in Indiana. And then we get to Ohio, and it doesn't work again. And then I drive on to New York, and it works in New York with no problems. So, long story short, I end up looking online, and I see that they dinged me for like an extra $5 or whatever. So I call the customer service thing, thinking, okay, maybe there's something wrong with my tag, or just want to talk to somebody to see what I need to do, and. The guy who handles the call is hilarious. Like, he sounds so ridiculously unhappy to be where he's at. Doesn't want to deal with anybody. He's like, all right. He's like, I'll try and get you a credit for $5 because that's basically what they overcharge you. He's like, you know what exit number you got on at. So he's like, I'll input that into their system. You'll probably see a credit on your account. Da 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 da. I was like, do I have any concern about my tag or anything like that? He's like, no, I just missed it. I'm like, are you sure? I was like, my debit card wasn't inputted. Do you think it might be that? No, he's like, it just missed the tag. He's like, it didn't scan. I'm like, at multiple toll booths? And he doesn't say anything after that.
Yeah, he was just doing you. If he's like, no, it didn't scan. Don't worry about it.
pretty much. Totally dismissive. I'm like, oh, okay. I was like, all right, well, have a nice day. And he's like, all right, bye.
He's probably like, thinking, like, it's $5. I'm not going to get into a tizzy about $5.
No. I wasn't complaining about the money or anything like that, Dylan. What the issue was is I was concerned, like, if I drive through that way again, that it actually works the next time I go through. Is it something wrong with the tag? Is it something wrong with their booths? You know, or is it, you know, that's the thing that concerns me.
Didn't you just tell the guy that you're like, I think you just have shitty things? He's like, yeah, probably.
Oh, yeah, I totally did. I was like, do you think it's something with Ohio? The guy couldn't care less. He was totally ambivalent. Granted, I think he worked for like the state of New York's Easy Pass group, so he probably didn't give a shit.
He's like, I'm going to stick it to Ohio.
Yeah, pretty much. So, yeah, that was a bit of an adventure. The guy just did not care. And I mean, the toll thing, I understood why it happened and why they charged me extra. It made sense because they technically did not know where I got on the expressway. Okay, so like Dylan said, he got stuck in traffic headed back to Brad's house. And Paul and I did too. As we got to Chicago at about 3:00 local time. Well, I won't even say as we got to Chicago. As we got to the Chicago area, like, we were still probably a good hour outside of Chicago, and the traffic was just shitty as fuck. And, I mean, it was just so horrible. I mean, it was literally, like, we were 20 miles away from Brad's house, and it took us, like, probably a good hour to go that 20 miles.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, and we were headed inbound. It wasn't like we were headed out of the city. We were headed in towards the city. So I couldn't quite figure that one out. We get to Brad's house, and Brad and Dylan aren't there yet. I'm looking at Paul. I'm like, Paul, I was like, I really don't feel like waiting in the van anymore. I was like, I want to get out, and I want to kind of stretch my legs and whatnot. So we notice that Brad has a little tiny deck off the front door of the house. A little tiny what? A deck.
Oh.
Did I say door?
No.
No. He's like a little tiny deck. Just think about what you said.
Okay.
I was trying to be funny.
Yeah. So he has a deck off the front door of the house, or maybe the side door, whatever the fuck it was.
No, it's the front of it. Did you messaged us and he was like, yeah, just go for it.
Well, no. What it was, he wanted to see if we could, we'll get to that point. I talked to Paul and I'm like, man, I really don't feel like just sitting in the van waiting for him. I was like, how about if we just go sit out on that deck? There's a couple lounger chairs there. We'll just hang out. I was like, I tell you what, I got a couple sample glasses. I got a nice cold beer in the cooler. We'll crack the beer open. We'll just sit there on the porch, deck, whatever the hell you want to call it, and just chill out and wait for him. He's like, that sounds like a good idea, Mike. I'm like, I thought so. So we crack open the beer and we're just sitting there, and about, I'm not joking, like maybe 2 minutes after we crack open the beer, up pulls this truck and this guy gets out of the truck and he's like, who the hell are you guys? We're like, we're friends of Brad. And he's like, okay. Well, Brad's meeting us here. We're hanging out with him this weekend. We're going to this thing, and we're just waiting for him to get home. He's not home yet.
He's like, guy's like, I thought Brad had a girlfriend.
So he said, if it was somebody that was not as laid back as this dude, he probably would have been incredibly suspicious of this, that there's just two random people with a vehicle that's not from Illinois, that's from a state far, far away from Illinois, just hanging out on the front porch of Brad's house.
And of comically, like, differing sizes, I might add.
Oh, yes.
Was this dude a neighbor or what?
Well, no, I'll get there.
Okay.
We're sitting there with a couple of glasses of beer. Like, we just made ourselves at home. We're just sitting there chilling, drinking beer on this deck, and this guy has no idea who we are.
He's like, who are these squatters?
Pretty much.
They look like hippies.
So he's like, oh, all right. He's like, well, I'm Mark. I'm Brad's landlord. And we're like, oh, hi, how are you doing? So he's there for like a couple of minutes, and then all of a sudden, we don't hear what he says, but he just leaves. He had evidently, for what he was there for is he was going to mow the lawn. And
why is that so funny?
He had forgotten some of the equipment that he needed, maybe like his edge trimmer or something like that. So he went, I don't know where, to go get that equipment. And we were still sitting there when he got back, and he started mowing the lawn. And like maybe a couple minutes after he started, Brad and Dylan showed up.
Brad looked at me. He goes, oh, that's Mark. And then he goes, oh, shit, I forgot to mow the lawn.
Oh, so Brad was supposed to mow his lawn?
Yeah. And I guess, like, maybe Mark had driven by, like, earlier in the day and was like, you didn't do it. And Brad was like, oh, shit, I didn't do it.
Ah.
Which was even funnier.
Ah, okay.
So then we rolled up.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a nice reunion of the four of us. And we're still waiting to for Trevor, who our other buddy is coming in from Washington, Baltimore area, but we have to go pick him up at the Midway airport. But in any event, we all get settled into Brad's house, and we're going to go pick up Trevor and go out to eat afterwards. So I think, I don't know, maybe we were there, what, 30, 40 minutes, and then we
weren't there that long.
Yeah. I mean, it was pretty quick. We got all our stuff, all of our stuff to the house, and then got rolling to go pick up Trevor. So I don't know where we came up with this, but as we were driving there, I don't know if Paul was looking at Tinder or something in the area, but
yeah, Paul was looking at his Tinder.
Okay. So, but I guess we started we were driving to the airport, we started looking for candidates for him.
For a future Mrs. Saunders.
Yeah, to maybe try and pick up, like, while we were at, like, traffic lights and whatnot. And as we got closer to the airport, like, the traffic had increased and there was, like, bus stops and shit. So there was all sorts of, like, people. I don't know how else to describe them. To maybe potentially pitch to Paul that this might be the pickup for him for the weekend. So we're up at this traffic light, and we all get a really good laugh about this woman that we suggest to Paul, when up strolls a woman that might be in even worse shape than that woman. And I go, ooh, Paul, check her out. And then she turns, and we all see the most epic.
It's a dude.
T-shirt.
No, it wasn't a T-shirt, Dylan.
It wasn't a T-shirt.
It was a, I'm trying to think of what those jackets are called.
Like a starter jacket?
Not a starter jacket. It's more like a one of those like 1970s, early 80s-esque jackets with like the little red and white ribbing down at the bottom with like the metal buttons. Do you know what I'm referring to, Jim? When I describe this mm-hmm. at like, and they're almost like a satin.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's like one of those satin type jackets with the buttons, the metal buttons up the middle, and embroidered on the front of it, it says Miller High Life.
Nice.
And if the first woman was haggard enough, this woman looked about 20 years older than her. And it was just epic. Because all four of us just started laughing our asses off at it. Because it was just one of those timing things, like as the woman walked up and turned around. We saw her. We got a good chuckle. So we get to the airport. And like I said earlier, it was Midway Airport.
Just literally a fucking square in the middle of the city. It's not even in the middle, so.
But it's really kind of interesting. I mean, it really is literally a square. And we had to circle around a couple times to pick up Trevor. Like, we timed it almost perfectly, but we still had a little bit of wait time. So we catch up with him after he gets his bag and everything. And I ended up actually having to get out of the car and chase him down outside, like, because there's so many people there. And I don't know how. It was so fucking fast. I, like, just caught up with him and saw him from, like, a distance and just started walking towards him. And it just worked out perfectly. So we get him in the car, and we take off, and we head towards what was eventually going to be dinner.
Oh, God, this is great.
Yep, there he goes. There he goes.
There he goes again.
We're headed out, and there's a Giordano's like just outside the airport. And the only thing I thought about it was, I was like, man, that's really fucking close to the airport. Is that? And it looked like it was packed because of that. It's like one of those things. Like if you ever flown into LAX, and there's like a there's an in and out like just outside the airport grounds.
Dude, there's an in and out everywhere, man.
Well, yeah, I know. I was trying to equate it to something. It,
yeah. No, you know, I know exactly what you mean, though.
But yeah, the place looked really packed. So I was like, yeah, we could go to that one, I guess. I was like, what do you think, Brad? And he's like, oh, I don't know. We end up not going to that one, and we're going to we go down the street, or we continue to drive down the street for a little while, and we end up pulling into this plaza where there's presumably what's the name of the other one? Luminati's?
Lou Malnati's.
Okay. So Lou Malnati's.
Yep.
Like the guy's first name is Lou.
Correct.
Okay.
Maybe and his last name is Mal, and he's naughty.
Okay. I kept calling it Luminati's, just to Luminati. So we pull into this plaza. We walk into this place. And evidently, it's just like I don't know what the fuck you would call it. Like, just like a takeout?
Well, something looked off to me. I'm like, this place looks really small. And it's just like, can we walk? Is there like a further part in the back? Is this just like the waiting room? And right. We walk in, and, you know, much to our surprise, we're like, oh, no, this is just takeout. And there were like a lot of people, like, you know, standing outside, like clearly waiting for food. But we thought they were like waiting for table service.
Right, right. Yeah, it could have been either way. They could have been waiting for a table or waiting for food that they had ordered.
But so we're like, okay, so clearly we're not going here. But the funniest part was Trevor just goes something. He says something along the lines of, oh, fuck my nuts. Like very loud, very loudly. And he just goes, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. And the girl's like, no, it's fine. I've heard worse.
What was great is like evidently Brad didn't even know that, and he lived not too far away from there. But what we figured out though, I think is I mean that area is so fucking just it's just there's so much there. How could you possibly know everything about everything there.
I was going to say, there's probably one or two closer to his place.
Well, and you know, that's the thing, is there was. So we
ended up going to a Giordano's.
Yeah, we ended up going to a different Giordano's, which ended up being, I enjoyed it. I thought it was great.
I very much enjoyed it as well.
My favorite pizza on earth.
Not my favorite pizza on earth, but I definitely liked it.
See, I had never had it before, but I thought it was great.
Did you ever Dylan, when you said when I asked what your favorite was on?
My favorite is I like New Jersey pizza.
Is that like the thin crust where you end up folding it in half to eat it?
It's similar to New York.
Okay.
And you said what, Liz's mom's or grandma's pizza?
Yeah, she made a Sicilian style pizza, which it's just
Sicilian pizza.
Yeah, it's really good. I mean, if I was gonna say a place there's a takeout place near my house that makes a really good. Just a really good pizza. It's not a thick crust, but it's a thicker crust. It's not like a New York City style. It's not a dish. It's I don't know what you would call it. Western New York style. I don't know.
I just like very large slices of pizza.
You know what I actually enjoy? It's weird.
What did he say? What did you say? Okay. What did you say, motherfucker?
I thought you were gonna say something else. It's like you were winding up for it. You're like, you're all happy. There's something else large that I like. And
oh boy, that was just set up on a tee. Nice job, Jim. Ooh.
Sorry, I couldn't pass it up.
No, I don't blame you.
Well, I guess that's to make up for the little comment I made before.
Yeah, there you go.
So, yeah, I liked it overall. I liked it. I thought it was pretty. I could only eat two of those fucking pieces, though. Holy shit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's all I made it through, and you know how I can eat.
Yeah, you get a 9 or a 10-inch pizza, and eat half of it and take the other half home.
Well, I mean, with five of us there, nothing was left. I mean, we decimated the whole pizza, but I mean, it was tough sliding.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm trying to remember, Dylan. I don't remember the context of this, but I know I mispronounced a word of a female body part.
I was telling a story about our friend McCutcheon.
Right.
Where he had gone to Dark Lord Day, I don't know, 3 years ago or something like that now. I don't remember.
I would say at least, yeah.
And he told me the story when we went to go see David Gilmour that he was driving back. He barely, slept and, you know, he'd been drinking some beer and he's driving home. And he was so tired, he, pulled over to the side of the road or he had a rest stop or something and took a nap. And he woke up and he couldn't breathe and he was like, and he couldn't figure out what was wrong with him. And he was texting his wife saying, "What the fuck's wrong with me? I think I'm dying." And she's like, "What?" It was like, "I feel like I'm choking." And apparently his uvula had been so dried out that it got stuck to the back of his throat. And he was like, which is a pretty fucking funny story.
Right.
So I said that, and then Mike found the word uvula very funny. And then something, I don't really know what happened next, you were making a crack at me, right?
Right. I meant to say that your vulva was dried out, apparently. And I said alva instead.
You just dropped the V.
I totally did. I don't even know.
As you go... The Dylan's Olva. Trevor goes, "What? It's Olva." And I was like, I said uvula. You're like, I said the same. I combine the words.
I was very disappointed in myself that I actually fucked up a word because usually I don't.
I was very elated with it because it was just so funny. You're just like, Olva, you created a new word.
I totally did. Jim would have been proud of me.
That is pretty impressive.
But man, that deep dish was so fucking good. You know, that was the thing is we got to that restaurant and we go in and it was packed. It was pretty busy. It was prime time. It was like 7 o'clock in the evening. They're like, you're going to wait for a table and it's going to be maybe 30, 40 minutes. We're like, all right. What?
They said it was going to be an hour.
No, they didn't. The table itself was going to be 30 to 40 minutes.
Oh, okay. I thought it was an hour.
But no, what it was the pizza was going to take at least 45 minutes to an hour.
Oh, yeah.
To actually be finished. So they're like, you're going to want to look at the menu, decide what pizza you want, and then put the order in up at the counter. And then when your pizza is ready, they'll bring it out to you at your table. Because you're going to get your table before you get your pizza. So we're like, all right. So we're sitting there and we're chatting. We go up to the bar. We get some drinks. And we decide what pizza. And that's when the Uvula Alva thing occurred.
No, that happened when we were sitting down.
No, it was at the bar.
Was it? I don't even remember. Yeah,
of course you don't.
Wow.
Yes. Oh, trust me, he doesn't remember a lot of things about the weekend.
Oh, that's true. I've seen some of the pictures.
Yes. So we end up getting like basically the meat lovers deep dish pizza. And it was fucking incredible. Now the thing that I was concerned, oh, fuck yeah, it did. Because, I mean, by that point, I mean, that's, you know, like I said, it was around 7 o'clock their time. It's like, it's hedging on 8:30, almost 9 o'clock Eastern time by the time we actually eat. So I'm fucking starving, man. And I think, you know, Paul was the same way. And, you know, well, all of us, you know, from the East Coast or from Eastern time are like, man, this is way past dinner.
I had eaten, I think, at like 12 o'clock.
Right. That was one of the cool things is like, I had to wait for Paul to get to Toledo cause he got delayed at the border. So like I ended up actually able to like sit down and have like a lunch, you know, and kind of relax for like about, I don't know, about 45 minutes or so. And I went to this, I don't even know what the fuck you would call it. I was going to say a grocery store, but it really wasn't a grocery. They sell all sorts of, it's called the Andersons. If you're in Toledo, Ohio, check out the Andersons. It's just an amazing store. They sell everything. I mean, and that's coming from somebody who's, you know, a huge fan of Wegmans.
I mean, you've been to Wegmans. What else is there?
But Andersons is, it's, it's that times 10. I mean,
I'm sorry, I'm laughing. I'm just thinking back to, oh my God, this Wegman is just so different, guys.
My God, they're remodeling. Where's the peaches?
Why all of a sudden do I sound like Dave Mater when I'm talking about Wegmans?
I was thinking that when I was listening back to the episode. I was like, why the fuck does he sound like Dave?
That's just like my voice I use for everybody.
What the fuck? At least Dylan has like distinct voices for everybody. Although that's another story. He absolutely refused to do his imitation of Paul in front of Paul.
Why?
Because I didn't think I could do it.
What?
He would do like every other imitation of everybody else, but he wouldn't do Paul's imitation in front of Paul.
I didn't think I could do it.
But the good thing is if it would have been awesomely bad, it would have been really funny.
That's part of the reason why I didn't want to do it.
But I think you would have even laughed at yourself if it was bad.
Probably. Whatever.
I gotta call shenanigans, dude.
Yeah. So, you know, one of the things. Well, anyway, I ended up eating. They have like this little restaurant in this grocery store. It's not even a grocery. They sell all sorts of shit. It's ridiculous. Like I said, if you're in Toledo, I didn't even scratch the surface. I mean, they sell clothing. They sell. I think they even sell lumber. I mean, it's a bizarre place. So they have like this little restaurant. I guess it's like a well-known Toledo mainstay. It's called Tony Paco's. And they're known for their hot dogs, kind of like Chicago is, but except they do like a chili dog. And then they're known for these fried pickles, which I got some of those, and those were fucking unbelievable. They actually serve them with, like, a spicy ketchup, which was pretty interesting. Hmm. But anyway, yeah, that's the last time I had eaten prior to the deep dish pizza. So at first I was a little afraid because I looked at the slice that I got. I was like, man, it looks almost undercooked along the bottom of the crust. I'm like, how the hell is that possible? If you figured any part would be undercooked, it would be in the middle of it, right? But then I realized what they did. It wasn't undercooked. It was, they actually embedded the sausage into the crust, into mm-hmm. the bottom of the crust. And that was freaking ridiculous.
They stuffed the sausage.
They did. They totally stuffed the sausage. You know what I'm saying?
Good call on their part, because it was freaking delicious.
Oh, it was amazing. Jim, I totally bobbed my head when I said that.
Nice. I always picture you grabbing your collar of your shirt and bobbing your head. So.
Yeah, we discussed that in the last episode. All right. So we end up having that amazing meal. It was delicious. Maybe we'll post some pictures of the pizza on the Facebook page, facebook.com/JimsBBQPod, along with the episode. We end up going back to Brad's house and maybe had a few beers, but I mean, we had
one.
One? Oh, I couldn't even remember. All of us were kind of tired, I think.
We had one. And I remember, Mike, you were just like, yeah, let's crack open some beers. And like, I was about halfway through it and we all were just like, okay.
I think it was at Hop and Frog Cafe Boris, and that was excellent.
We were all just, well, it was great. And we were all like, oh, yeah, coffee right before bed. And then, you know, it was kind of a joke. And then we were like, oh, man, it's like we took Tylenol PM. Yeah, we all crap. Well, Trevor and I, you know, we showered the night before to save some time. Not together. I don't know why I did, but you know what I just did as I said that? I put my finger up. Like, I was silent, keeping you guys quiet. And there's no there's nobody here. So, yeah, we all hit the sack at that point, and then we woke up and, you know, got ready, showered and everything, packed up the car with our backpacks and our extra beer, and, you know. Yeah.
Oh, that was a cool thing is that Brad had accommodations for all of us, and
yeah, well, Brad has a house, so
he rents a house. It's a really awesome house, and the setup that he has on it, like that memorabilia basement thing that he's got going on with the laundry, aka kill room, as he called it.
Yeah, kill room. And this like weird space.
Yeah. And the weird little crawl space, like in the memorabilia room. Paul and I slept down there. Paul was on the couch. I brought my camping cot and I slept on that. And I think Trevor was in the second bedroom and you were on the couch in the family room, living room, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
I slept remarkably well.
So, I mean, we all had like ample room and space and we weren't like, you know, all in the same room or whatever, you know? So that was kind of nice. I mean, it was cool. I was a little skeptical at first. I'm like, man, is he going to have enough room for all us? And sure shit, he fucking did. I was like,
I kept thinking like, he's like, you know, my place is big enough. And I'm like, he's probably got an apartment. I'm like, it sounds like a big apartment, but it probably isn't that big. And it's probably going to be like kind of cramped. But I was like, oh, no, this is like I was thinking more like, you know, rebellion accommodations. But no, man, it was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, and, you know, like we said, Brad was nice enough to drive. So he did all the driving. So we decided, as smart drinkers, we all had to get some food in our system the day before. So Brad takes us to a local, like, you know, diner establishment. I can't remember the name of it. So we go there.
And, Ocean Star or something like that.
I don't know. But it was like the equivalent of a diner, you know?
Yeah, oh, yeah. It was definitely diner food.
You know, we go in and we're like, all right, this is cozy. You know, we're enjoying, you know, it seems nice. We're sitting down and we're all, you know, I'm having my coffee and Trevor's having a cider, which I was like, I'm like, they had alcohol, but I'm like, I'm about to go drink so much alcohol, so there's no point for this. So, you know, and we get our breakfasts, and you know, everyone's eating their eggs and their waffles and their bacon, and we're all really enjoying it. It's all great. It's going, you know, hitting the spot, just what we need. And Trevor's biting into his French toast, and he's like, "Oh, this is really good." And he takes a bite, and he just goes, "Oh!" And we hear him go make that noise, and we're like, "What?" And he pulls out a fucking, like, a hair probably about, I don't know, maybe like 8 inches long.
I was going to say in the 10 to 12 range.
Yeah, maybe even bigger. I mean, it just...
Possibly a really long pube.
I mean, like, just this long, curly, blonde hair. And like, it's so big that he drops it back onto his French toast, and it just, like, coils up like a rattlesnake. I mean, and we're just like, oh... And we're like, is it the waitress? It's like, no, because she has, you know, dark hair, and it's definitely not hers. And so,
of course, we got into the whole conversation of maybe she dyes her pubes.
Why am I not surprised?
It, of course, with us, it went to a dark place. So,
well, you were a Dark Lord Day.
There you go. So, you know, it took a little bit, but finally we flagged her down. You know, it's funny. It was one of those, and I swear this is a thing. It's like the times when you most need your waiter, they're never around.
Well, that was a comical thing. It was like he found it like right after she dropped off the check.
Yeah. So
she was pretty much done with us. Because like it was one of those places where like you would get your check and then you would go up to the front counter to pay your bill.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
She was... Her interactions were with us were complete, as far as she knew.
So we finally flagged her down, and man, the look on her face was just like sheer horror.
Well, sure. She was, then...
You know, so the manager comes over, and you know, he's just like, "Well, that's no good."
Like, that no was shit. That. That was really his reaction. It's like, "Oh, yeah, that's awful," and it's like, and. Can I get you something else?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. He goes, could we get you anything else? We're like, no, we really don't want anything from your pube-filled establishment.
Just saying, the place really, it wasn't a pube. It clearly wasn't. We don't want to
get... No, it was someone, no.
Yeah. I mean, it probably came from somebody's head.
Oh, for sure.
I'm just trying to, you know, in case anybody wants to say, you know...
Otherwise,
it probably...
Honestly, I kind of felt bad for Brad because he's just like, he's like, oh yeah, I eat here all the time.
No wonder he does.
It's like some instant flossing after you're done with your meal.
So, but they wound up taking off a percentage of our check.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, kind of made up for it. I mean, obviously Trevor was really disgusted by it. And I can't
just... But you know what, man? It made for some good jokes throughout the day.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I mean, we kept bringing it up.
Like we'd be like, oh, man, this is such like a good burger. Good thing there's no pubes in it. Or like, hey, you want some beer that doesn't have pubes in it? And he's just like, go fuck yourselves.
Poor Trevor.
So anyway, so after that, unless you want to take it, Mike.
Well, I mean... After that, I mean, we're headed to Dark Lord Day. We're headed to Munster, Indiana. So, guys, why don't we put a bookmark right at the point that we're at? I think we can, safe to say, this is going to be a nice two-part episode. We can just put a nice bookmark there, and you guys can wait in another few days to hear what else happened in the Chicago area. What do you think about that?
Could stick a fork in it, the meat will fall right off the bone.
Absolutely. So, as always, don't forget to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at JimsBBQPod.
And we have a email and website. Email is JimsBBQPod@gmail.com, and website is www. www.JimsBBQPod.com, where you can get all the episodes fresh straight from the grill.
And don't forget, you can also rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. We'll see you next time. To be continued.